I believe that if a person has a well-founded fear of persecution, the boilerplate language for the Refugee Convention, the UN Convention, as well as US law, we ought to be there with open arms to receive that person, that man, woman, child, or family, or group, as we have done in the past, into this country. I mean, we are a nation built on receiving refugees, true refugees, economic migrants. You know, it's another argument made there, but these are people fleeing persecution. I am for, and I've co-sponsored, and I have my own bill that I'm working on right now, that would reverse the effort to end the temporary protective status. There are 10 countries, including South Sudan and Sudan, where people have fled, and then they are at risk now of being forcibly repatriated because temporary protective status would be lifted. I want to change the name to protective status. Take the temporary and slash that T out of there and make it protective status. Because once they get here, they put roots here. Believe me, it's very hard. And other asylum seekers would tell you that as well, how hard it is to then uproot and go back. Your home now is the United States, and they are our neighbors. So in terms of the numbers or the cap, I am not for lowering that cap at all. If anything, it needs to be expanded, because we are a world that is awash in refugees from the Middle East, from Asia, certainly from Africa, and I think we have to be welcoming to those who are fleeing persecution. Mm-hmm.